this Wednesday. We're hanging out with our friends from Max Abilities of York County. We've got a full attendance here in
Full House.
Yes, thank you. I was lost for words. But anyway, we've got all the folks present and accounted for. We've got James Thompson and Brad Brewer joining us. So we're going to learn more about their story in a moment. But we do want to let folks know that Max Abilities has released its family training event calendar for the rest of the year. Yep. So it is live, it's online, it's on social media, website, and this is a chance for families to look at it for the entire year to see what services are available for their loved one, to see how they can take advantage and use so many of the great resources that Max Abilities of York County, that it offers so many families in our community. So go ahead and check that training calendar. It is live for the rest of the year. It's not like 6 months. It's all the way through the end of 2026. So we just want to pass that along to make sure everyone knows what is available, because you are not alone. And when you hear the story from these next two guys, my goodness, they have been at Max Abilities for 23 years and 30 years. So again, James Thompson and Brad Brewer, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So this week, Max Abilities is going to hold its Employee Service Awards program. It's going to take place on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And this event honors staff members who have met five-year employment milestones. They're recognizing 28 members this year. Five of them have been with us 20 years plus.
Wow.
So we're
We've got two of the five with us this morning.
This is great. So we're going to start with you, James. You're a big friend of our show here. We know your connection with Max Abilities. So you've been there for 23 years.
Yes.
What is it about Max Abilities? Why stick around for 23 years where some people don't even last 2 months at a place of business?
It's more about the assignment of serving a community of individuals that it's not just you pouring into them, they're pouring into you. Mm. And giving them the outlet to be able to express themselves, as well as, you know, show you things that are essential to living life. I mean, when you think about the Spirit of God and the movement, I mean, every day I see something essential in our guys and girls. And it's just amazing to be able to connect and bond and understand that you are a vital part of their family. And they appreciate you, but you appreciate them and love on them, and just offering them the basic fundamental foundation of being able to do things each and every day.
James, explain to our listeners that are listening what your title is with Max Abilities and what exactly a typical day looks like with Max Abilities for you.
So the title says direct support professional, but I view it as privilege. Mm-hmm. I get to take a group of individuals out to do things like bowling, go out to Miracle Park, all the amenities of the park, and continuing to watch the growth. And a lot of times, you know, especially me working with the community folks, they don't really get that outlet. And so they look forward to coming and getting those outlets, and also have the opportunity of, you know, teaching them things like how important it is for your hygiene and your dress and presentation and little things that would be essential for getting a job and how to fill out a job application. So we go through the basic things that a lot of people take for granted, but I get the opportunity to do that every day with them. So that's the thing. It's not a job when you just get a fulfillment and a joy for pouring in an individual, and they show you with their smile or their mannerisms just how much you affect their day.
And I've seen that with my own eyes each year at the summer basketball camp that you all have in partnership with Winthrop University. And just seeing the smile on your friends' faces is one thing, and then the smile on the employees' faces, it's another. Your love and compassion and patience. People do not have patience in 2026. We want things now, but the time you spend with them, it's just remarkable. It's a really loving relationship that you have with your friends there at Max Abilities. Yes. We're going to switch it over to Brad Brewer. Brad, you are celebrating 30 years?
It'll be 33 next
33.
Week.
33. Oh. Now give him those extra 3 years.
Oh, I am so sorry, Brad. Well, he corrected me real quick, as you should. 33 years. Wow. Same question to James. People do not want to stay at a business. They don't want to work at all. And if they do work, they're not long-term employees anymore. Right. Why stick around for 33 years? What is it about Max Abilities that you see that you can share that love with everyone else?
Well, most days it doesn't really feel like work. It's fun. And I get to make people happy. I get to train them to be more independent. It's not like a job most days. It's fun.
And the same question, mm-hmm. what kind of walk us through what your responsibilities are within Max Abilities and what's a day like for you?
I'm a group home manager, so there's really no anything could happen at any given time. I never know
it's
what
like
I'm
a typical
walking
family.
Into. Right. In the morning, I never know what I'm walking into. Oh. And it could change in a second. Mm-hmm.
And most of those group homes have four or five individuals
that
live in them?
The one that I manage has four very different personalities. And
so they have to learn to work together as a family.
They do.
But you do events and activities as a family.
Oh, yeah.
And
we do a lot of events at our group home.
And I assume if they don't get along, because at the end of the day, people are going to people, right?
Right.
You're not going to like everyone, and certain things are going to get on your nerves, but when you live and work and you do things, projects, you do become together as a family. And
I bet
you they would stick up for each other.
Oh, yeah.
If they had push comes to shove.
They would.
For sure. We see some of the fun you all have.
Yes.
For sure.
We've been privy to that right here in this studio. We love it.
As a house manager. often, Max Abilities, when we do our monthly interviews, will share with us that they're always hiring. Mm-hmm. And they're always looking for volunteers. So, Brad, I'm going to start with you. And the same question when Brad is done, James, if you can answer it. Explain to folks what they're missing out on. And maybe they're in a job right now. Mm-hmm. They're not feeling fulfilled. They're just going through the motions. But they hear what stories you all are sharing, and they say, this might be for me. Walk us through, what would you tell those folks that are looking for a possible job change?
I would tell them if they want to actually come and help somebody and make a difference in people's lives, this is the place to do it. Because you would be able to get a different perspective of every single person. They're all different, and you can always find a way to help them, no matter which one it is. You can always find a way to help.
Yeah, I piggyback off of that. When you were looking for employment, which, you know, I remember 23 years ago, not really being familiar with Max Abilities, but I had, you know, I got a reference, and it was the best reference of my life. Mm-hmm. When you come on, you are exposed to a community of employment that is not like your regular ordinary, and it gives you the opportunity to grow, evolve, and expand, not just in job-wise, but as a person. And so I would say, if you are young or even if you're seasoned, it gives you an opportunity to grow as an individual and find out about stuff about yourself that you may not be able to find out in any other regular job.
And Michelle Schaefer, who's the executive director, she's in the studio here. Michelle, just shake your head yes and no. Full-time and part-time jobs are available?
Both full-time and part-time. She is shaking yes and giving us a
thumbs up. And benefits and insurance and everything else.
Yes.
State benefits. Which are huge. That's great. Okay, mm-hmm. State benefits for sure. All right. We'll check out Max Abilities of York County. You can be working right beside Brad mm-hmm. and James and meet some unbelievable friends right here in your community. Max Abilities of York County, they maximize the abilities of everyone in our county. Families, again, don't forget that family training event calendar is live. Check it out to see what resources you could take advantage of. James and Brad, congratulations on such a longevity with Max Abilities of York County. You both should be commended. And
yes,
as
thank you for all the work that you've done.
Have explained this morning, the pay is nice, but you're getting so much more in reward, which is unbelievable. Mm-hmm.